Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's a good show.
Hello, honeys. Welcome to Friday. Welcome to Natch Butte. This is part two of two. As you heard last week, because you're a dedicated listener of this show, then you heard me talking with Deanna Rooney about all of her favorite products of 2018. And now it's my turn, honey. Okay? So we're going to get into my faves. But first, I wanted to jump on and tell everybody about IMATS, which is what I went to this weekend. And I'm just going to tell you everything. I'm pretty sure last year I went to IMATS and I told everybody about it, but I had a whole new experience this year. So IMATS is International Makeup Artist Trade Show. So y'all know I love a good beauty convention, BeautyCon, Indie Beauty Expo, Fame Expo. IMATS is where it's at for International Makeup Artists. So these are the pro-hos, honey. This isn't all about blinding highlight and a lash. We're talking professional makeup artists that work on sets, a lot of special effects makeup. You think you know how to do makeup, and then you go to IMATS and you go, oh, never mind. I don't know what I'm doing. So I was asked by my friend Edwin. Y'all all know Edwin Monzon. He's been on Natch Butte a couple times. If you follow me on Instagram, he's been doing my makeup for everything I could possibly hire him to do because he's so amazing. He does glam makeup, but he also does special effects makeup, and he did a demo. So at IMATS, a lot of professional makeup artists do these makeup demonstrations, and Edwin asked if I would be his model, and I said, of course. Number one, you ask me to jump, I'll say how high. That's how I am with my friends. But also number two, I wanted to have this experience to tell the honeys about it. Have you ever been a makeup model? I haven't, but I have now. So this is what happened. We get to IMATS early in the morning, we sit at our booth, and we do the makeup demo. I was part of a duo. The other makeup artist, Angie Davis, who's phenomenal, she'll be on Natch Butte soon, don't you worry. She did a troll look on her friend, shout out to Christopher, and Edwin did Dark Lily from the movie Legend on me, and the troll was from Legend as well. So we were a duo. It was so fun. I was sitting on the makeup chair while Edwin painted me kind of a white color, and he did a black widow's peak on me and like black little baby hair tendrils all around my face and a black lip. And then I got in the huge outfit and we sprayed my hair and we put my crown on and all this fun stuff. He painted my whole body white, basically. And then to the left of me, a troll was being sculpted next to me. And I'm talking full prosthetic pieces that Angie molded to his face, then painted them. She had an airbrush machine to do like details. Then she covered his face in KY jelly to make him look like ghoulish and gross. I'm telling you, the tricks of the trade. To the right of me was a woman being head-to-toe body painted blue. I thought she was going to be a Na'vi from Avatar, but turns out she was kind of like a Pan's Labyrinth devil forest creature near the end, but I sat there and watched that. Then we walked around, we got our photos taken, and I'm telling you, honey, I saw some crazy shit. Now, y'all all know by now I'm a never nude. And Edwin even said to me, my costume had a little bit of a low-cut front, but I was like, that's fine, but I'm not going to be sitting in that chair with pasties on in a damn thong. Every model there was standing in a damn thong with pasties on. Every single one. So you cannot be a never nude if you want to be a model in general, but specifically a makeup model at IMATS. I saw titties. I saw assholes. I'm telling you, people were walking around in nothing but a thong and pasties, but covered in full prosthetics and body paint. And in order to do that, you had to stand there with just your pasties and your thong on for hours while people walk by and take your photos and stuff, which I don't think anybody meant it in a weird way. But again, I am a never nude. So this was very off-putting to me. But these people rocked it. I'm telling you, those models rocked it out. I'm talking creatures everywhere. There were people in old age makeup, bubonic plague victims, demons, characters. What did I learn from IMATS? Bitch, I don't know shit about makeup. That's really all I learned. I just learned that there is a vast world out there of people who are doing these makeup looks that are way more extensive than we could have ever imagined. We put on a brow and a lip gloss and we head out and we look good and we feel good and we did a good job. But I just want to say shout out to all the professional makeup honeys out there, especially the special effects artists. You are truly artists at what you do. And I was in awe walking around at IMAT seeing all of your work. The coolest thing I saw there while I was being made over, across from me directly was a guy. And he was getting put in full makeup from the movie Black Panther. So one of the makeup artists on the movie Black Panther, Shawn Richards, she's a woman from London, so like an English makeup artist. She is now Chadwick Boseman's personal makeup artist, among a few other people. Queen Latifah, Halle Berry, she's done a ton of people. She's had an amazing long career. But specifically, she did Chadwick Boseman's makeup for Black Panther, as well as a bunch of the other looks for Black Panther. And she did a full demo of Michael B. Jordan's makeup from Black Panther 5 feet across from me. So I got to watch it. It was so cool. There was this very beautiful man with a very good body standing right across from me. And if you haven't seen Black Panther, first of all, you've probably seen it since it was like the biggest movie of the year. But if you haven't seen it, Michael B. Jordan's character has little scars all over his body, all over his chest and arms and back. And they're supposed to represent each person he's killed. He's a bad guy, not to ruin the movie for you. So they removed all of these little tiny skin molds. And these were made out of something, latex or something. They were already pre-done and they were peeling them off and sticking them in patterns all over this man's chest. And this guy also had full tattoos. His whole arms and back and everything were all tattooed up. And I was like, wow, how are they going to cover this up? They put them all on there. And then Shawn Richards did a demo for how she did their body paint. It was so interesting and cool. When they were done with that guy, no tattoos, completely covered up. And let me tell you a little bit about her product, because she has created her own makeup line. And I was standing in front of, like I said, for hours getting my makeup done, watching what was going on. This booth was the hottest booth at IMATS. Every makeup artist was buying some of her shit. So this is a pro palette, but I think if you're having fun and down to experiment, I'm letting the honeys know you can buy this product if you're not a pro. So let me tell you about it. So Shawn Richards London, and you spell her name S-I-A-N. So it looks like it's Sion, but you pronounce it Shawn. Shawn Richards London, the 4K Longwear Cream Pro Palette. And 4K as in like the television or the cameras that they use. So this is pro makeup, honey. And it is meant to last a really long time, look really good on camera. The palettes are $88. There are 6 different palettes. Each palette has 10 shades in it. And the whole point of the palette is that you can match somebody's undertone exactly. And specifically, 2 of those palettes out of the 6 she has, one is called Essence and one is called Ebony. The Ebony palette is specifically for deep-toned honeys that have a really hard time finding traditional makeup brands matching your color, especially when you're a working makeup artist and a movie like Black Panther, where everybody's going to be fighting and moving and getting wet and doing all these things, and they wanted a high-performing product, especially one that will match everybody's skin perfectly. And apparently, this is the palette. And let me tell you a couple other things about it. This palette is alcohol-free, which I knew nothing about because, again, I am just a commercial user of makeup. But Edwin explained to me that a lot of the pro makeup is alcohol-based, and that's so it will not come off. But you can't travel with it because it's flammable AF. This palette is alcohol-free, and it's waterproof, humidity-proof, friction-proof, buildable, so you can do a really natural look, or you can cake it on. No cracking, no flaking, paraben-free, vegan, celiac-friendly. It can cover up tattoos. This sounds exciting to me. I, especially watching the woman who painted the makeup on some of these characters for Black Panther doing the demo, it was awesome. If you want to see it, I'm going to archive it on my Instagram story. It will say IMATS. My Instagram is Jackie Michelle Johnson, and Michelle is 1L. So if this sounds exciting to you, I did film some of it. Everybody check it out. You can get this palette online, but make sure it's an authorized Shawn Richards London retailer, because I'm sure there's some fakers out there. These are all handmade. It's a really artisanal product, but I'm telling you, people were lining up and buying them from her. So I think it's exciting. If there's a honey out there who really can't find your undertone, no matter what shade you are, because I said she runs the gamut, she has 6 different palettes, She's got a palette that will find an undertone for you. You can mix your exact color. It sounds really exciting, and I think it might be fun to play with. You just have to know how to remove makeup like this, because it's, again, I don't think a makeup wipe's going to take this off, honey. So definitely do some research about removing, too. But you can buy these online. You can get them at Nigel Beauty. That's online and in L.A. I don't know. If you're a honey that sounds exciting, it sounded exciting to me, so I thought y'all might want to check that out. I also got to watch people removing prosthetics, and that was an entire other thing, which we never think about. When Carrie Herta was on here in October last year, you know, she's the makeup artist that does all the FX ads, so she does all the American Horror Story ads. She was talking about removal and being safe to remove things. I was watching full ghouled people with like huge prosthetic faces sit there very patiently while they rub a little tiny brush under and slowly remove the prosthetics. It was really interesting. So I basically learned a lot, saw a lot. I was really excited to find out about Shawn Richards and her brand and what she does. I got to see all the people walking around, like I said, assholes and titties. It was beautiful. The last thing I wanted to tell y'all about this is that I did buy a few things at IMATS. The biggest thing I bought physically, y'all know I love Glamcore. Y'all have heard me talk about my Glamcore mirror. I have a Riki Skinny, which is a tiny mega mirror. I bought the big one. I bought the Riki Tall, honey. I am currently redoing my makeup area in my apartment. It's been a major renovation and a major expense. And when it's all done, I'm going to show y'all my Instagram, and it's going to be exciting. So I bought a gigantic Glamcore mirror. And then I bought some Grande Lash and Grande Lips because they have a good discount at the conventions. Y'all know by now, I know all the honeys are using Grande Lash. It's a great lash serum. Grande Lips, again, I really got into their glosses. People always DM me and ask me, like, oh my God, your lips look gigantic. Well, yeah, I did have them done, as y'all know. But they look even more gigantic after I use the Grande Lips lip gloss. It has hyaluronic in it, and they say over time it'll make your lips bigger. I don't know if that's true, but all I know is that, you remember like when all those lip venoms and things came out a few years ago, where it's like you put it on and your lips get bigger because they kind of like irritate your lips? There's something in these that gives you a plump, but it doesn't necessarily sting a lot. It doesn't, you know, irritate you. All I know is I see a difference, and people always DM me when I have it on and say, what did you do to your lips? So I like it. It's another product that I don't think I brought up for my 2018 faves, but I bought a bunch of them at IMATS. Last thing I'm going to say before this episode starts. So I do Jackie's faves of 2018. I included a lip mask because lip masks were all the rage of 2018. I found them. I think they're great. Out of all the lip masks I've been using, I chose the Sarah Happ Lip Slip. And once I got home, I realized I should have checked the ingredients. It's not vegan. I just want everybody to know. It has beeswax in it. Y'all know it's a real bitch if you decide to be vegan across the board to avoid honey, carmine, lanolin, beeswax, and now collagen, which they're putting in fucking everything. Yummy animal bones in my eye patches. Yummy. No, thank you. I try really hard to avoid them, but every once in a while, y'all know that I slip and I don't check an ingredient. So I just wanted to let that know for all the vegan honeys out there who avoid beeswax. I will make a more valiant effort in checking ingredients. I say this every time, but it's not vegan. If you do want a vegan one, everyone's loving the Laneige lip sleeping mask that is at Sephora. I still haven't tried it, but the honeys rave about it. It is vegan, as is the Tatcha Kisu mask, which I also love and was almost my top choice. But guess what? Tatcha stopped making it. The only way you can buy it is in the little gift set that is still out right now, and then it might be up any day, and they apparently haven't said they're going to bring this product back. Don't know why, but the Laneige one is very similar to it. So if you're looking for a lip mask and you're vegan, check that one out. Wanted to clarify that. I'm doing my damn best, honeys, okay? Those damn ingredients will get you every time. Okay, I've run my gums enough. Let's get into the episode.
But I want you to know, I'm a dick. I'm addicted to Natchbeaut. I can't pretend I don't care when you don't use your sunscreen. Do you think I deserve this. I tried to give you makeup, but you left setting spray. I'm trying to forget that I'm addicted to Natch Butte, but I want it and I need it. I'm addicted to Natch Butte. Now it's over, just a podcast you said, and I never want to listen again.
To Natch Butte. The Beauty Talk Shock Shock, the Queen of Creams, y'all with the most serums. Jackie Johnson is here, and this is part two of 2018 year in review. Skincare, makeup, body care, self-care, all the cares, honey. We care. We care. And we're going to get into my list now. My guest, Deanna Rooney, is here. She's back.
Ooh, hi. Again, part two.
She gave us the most amazing list. Thoughtful ingredients, lots of things for sensitive skin. She was thoughtful in terms of price points for the honeys. She really, really put... I mean, I really do think you might be the most prepared guest we've ever had.
Or the most neurotic. It might be that.
But you know what? Whatever works, babe.
Hey, man.
I appreciate it. Whatever it is. And if anything comes up from your paper that you forgot, throw it in, honey. The world is your oyster. But we're going to get into the Jackie J bag now. And... I'm excited about this because this is my job.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, Deanna, but I'm an influencer.
I've kind of gleaned that a bit from from your podcast, from your internet presence.
And you know what's crazy is the word influencer is obviously like a term now and it's very twatty sounding. I read The Lotus and the Lily a few years ago, which is a book all about like manifestation, and it's a beautiful book and I highly recommend it to everybody. But you make a mandala at the end, and one of my words was influence. Because it was important to me to positively influence those around me. And then the word influencer became a thing a few years after that. But being influential among my peer group has always been a thing that I'm really proud of about me. And so it feels really cool that people trust me and hear that I like things and then buy them and like them. I think it's cool and I appreciate it. Thank you to all the honeys.
Love it. I mean, I'm a fan of it, too. I mean,
that's why you're in this chair, baby.
Yeah, man.
You know, because we bonded over this.
Yeah.
So let's get popping, baby.
She just like opened it and then closed it. Like she's just teasing like me with this.
It's like a little clam, a little.
I love it.
And this bag is from the FabFitFun box, which I wonder if every single woman in the world has a FabFitFun box at this point because everybody has them. Because for $50 every season, you get a big box of cool shit. It's really amazing. This, if you got the FabFitFun box last year, then you know what this is. It's like that little train case makeup bag. Really cute. It came in two colors. I got the kind of florally blue one, and I love this bag. I mean, check out the top.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even realize I had another.
It's got a great area for your tubes.
Yeah.
It's got a zippy pouch, so you can put, like, you know, your condoms, your dildos right here.
Oh,
and then
obviously.
The bottom, all your other prophylactics.
Yeah, because, I mean, you got to be, like, smart when you travel.
Exactly.
So.
You got to be careful. So, okay, anyway, let's pop into this. What am I going to pull out first? Oh, also use code NATCH for 10% off your FabFitFun box. Some of these are going to be sponsored things, and that's just the way it is. Because how did I find these brands? Through Natch Butte, which is what I do for a living, okay? So Wander Beauty did ads with Natch Butte. This is what happens. I get an email. Are you interested in having a brand sponsor you? I check it out. Make sure they have vegan options. Make sure they're cool, whatever. Wander Beauty, woman founded. Really cool brand. Clean stuff. I said, sure. And they are available in Sephora now. I think it's Sephora.com, if that's easier. And code Natch might work if you go to wonderbeauty.com. They don't have ads with me anymore, so I don't know. But I really like this brand. One of the co-founders is coming on Natch Butte soon because I'm so obsessed with the brand.
I love it.
Founded by two women. Yes. Haney. While I'm on Wander Beauty, I also really love their Glow Getter Mist.
I was looking at that when I was on their site.
Glacier Water Lavender Oil Evening Primrose Oil. Hydrates, nourishes, refreshes. So I do this during makeup and I do it after makeup. I don't know if you want to spray because you're sensitive, but if you want to just smell it.
I'm going to smell and look at this.
I just really like it. I feel like when I do makeup, like lately I've been like, girl, you look cute. And this sets it off and it hydrates. It actually does hydrate. So I think it's great for setting makeup, and I think it's great for during makeup. If you're like me, like in your dry, if you're doing makeup and you look and you're starting to look a little crusty, like the makeup's already starting to kind of settle in, you know, in your 30s, honey, it happens. Spray! Spray!
Yep.
Spray it away! Spray! Spray away! Spray away! Spray away! Mm-mm. So, there you go. Yeah.
There we go.
Remember those Pure Moods commercials?
Oh, how could I forget those?
Love it.
Which also, I still have like all the bookmarks from your misting episode.
Oh, yeah. It's like, the best face mist.
Yeah. One day. 2019.
I will say, though, this is pretty heavily scented.
Oh, I can smell it from here.
So, see, because I'm privileged. Scents don't affect me. So if you're sensitive, honey, like Deanna, it might be too much for you. It is scented. And scents are very personal. There are threads on my Nash Butte Facebook group. They're like, I love this product. And then somebody will be like, I hate the scent. I love the scent. I hate the scent. It's very personal. And if you're a brand and you decide to scent things, I think that's just the luck of the draw. Maybe when Devia, the founder's in here, I'm going to ask her about it. Be like, why'd you scent that so damn much? Okay, great.
I want to know.
Me too. Speaking of women-owned brands, do you do any lip care, Deanna? Do you wear like a lip mask, a lip balm, anything like that?
Well, after that one lip mask, I kind of gave up. I'm like, not for me. I should.
Yeah.
I usually end up just using whatever eye cream I'm currently on and put that on my lips.
I heard you can do that. Yeah. This is Sarah Happ, the Dream Slip. And Sarah Happ, underneath her name, it says the lip expert, and that is registered. Mm. She has trademarked the lip expert because she is the lip expert. So Sarah Happ, she created the lip scrub. You know how lip scrubs are everywhere, lip masks are everywhere? She created that. She sells these on QVC. She sells these on, which I love a QVC moment. The beauty editor for Hello Giggles, Marie Lodi, was on here. She talked about how she loved this product, the Dream Slip. I got it, and I fucking love it. I was using the Tatcha lip mask, and I thought it was okay. This is so much better, and I'm obsessed with it. And it's a woman-owned brand, and she's super cool. Ooh. And I might try to get her on Nash Butte. She's got scrubs. She's got masks. She has, like, a clay lip mask.
What?
Which I'm like, I gotta try that. Because now that I've gotten my lips injected, I'm like, honey, I gotta keep these lips looking real cute. So I'm up in that lip game. So everybody check out Sarah Happ, the Dream Slip. This is a sleep mask for your lips. And you put it on, and you wake up, and it's still there.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it seals. It seals. So I'm a fan of this, and her whole, I want to try more of her shit. She has a lip scrub that's like guava fruit or something. It's like bright purple, and it looks so exciting.
Ooh.
So into that. What else? Okay. You know what? I love concealer. If I had to pick one product, it would be concealer. Because if you're a honey, you know, you listen to Nash Butte, you know that the under eye area is very important to me. And when y'all comment on my Instagram that my under eyes are looking cute, it like brightens my day because I've worked so hard on them. And I really think they've gotten better because of all the care. But honey, I have two concealers.
Okay, this I'm definitely picking on.
Okay, so the first one is the Cover FX Power Play. This is not a cheap product, but CoverFX is very, very high quality. High quality ingredients, and they have so many colors. The shade range is so extensive, so like they represent all the honeys. This concealer just brightens and doesn't crease and goes on smooth and like brightens up that under eye and stays in place and is just really high quality, good concealer. And it's not cheap, but it's great. And here's another tip. If you're a dry honey, I add the tiniest whisper of oil, and it makes it even better.
Ooh, I dig that.
And I'll get into the oil in a minute. But this is a great product. And then second of all, I was reading Refinery 29, which I'm realizing there's a lot of articles out there where the whole point of the article is it's all links, and these links are all affiliate links. So if I'm like, you're recommending products, but are you really? Because you're just trying to get my cash, right?
Yeah, they used to be in my inbox for a long time until suddenly it was like 99% of all the articles were that. And I'm like,
yes, which I get it. It's because, you know, journalism is evolving and changing, and print journalism is essentially dying, and these companies need to make cash. They need to pay their employees. That's what it's become now. It's like, check out my top 10 products. They're all affiliate links, which is fine. I just kind of wish they put that up front and not make it, like, kind of weird. Because, like, Natch Butte has affiliate links, and I'm not trying to hide it. It says right there on the page. These are affiliate links. Every click helps, which it does. And I appreciate all the honeys that shop through Natch Butte because it helps. But there was an article about, like, the top concealers that all the refinery staff likes or whatever. And because I'm a concealer lover, I clicked it. They recommended this Josie Maran Vibrancy Argan Oil Full Coverage Concealer Fluid. And it talked about the oil, and it's an oil-based concealer. And because I'm a dry honey, and I'm trying to keep that under eye not dry, I said, honey, color me intrigued. I went to Sephora that day, and I bought this in person. I stood in line, okay? I went out into the world, and I bought this. And it's great.
Oh.
So basically, I add a little oil to some of my other concealers. This one, you don't have to. It's got oil built in. Coverage, keeping those under eyes looking cute, bright, and snatched, goes on like a dream, stays in place, and hydrates. This is an exceptional concealer for dry honeys. So check this out, Josie Maran Vibrancy. Isn't it cute, too, with the little colors on it?
Yeah, there goes my fun money for the month. God damn it.
But again, listen, Sephora is a very big company with a ton of money. Try it.
Yeah.
They can give you samples, you know, whatever, but buy it. If you don't like it, return it. And the company does eat the money, so Josie Maran will eat the money. But you know what? It's okay. That's their whole business model. If you don't like it, return it. That's how I feel. Buy it and see, Deanna.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Do you want to put some on your hand? Check it out. I know you're a sensitive honey, so.
I know. I'm so afraid of how much I'm going to love this.
And that one, let me see how much it is. I meant to go through and do all the prices, but you know what? I was too busy writing I'm creaming this morning, and it didn't happen.
Priorities.
Yes.
I'm guessing 22?
28.
Oh.
No, but that's good because you didn't go over.
That's true.
So 28, and it's a big tube. Like, that'll probably last me the whole year.
Damn it, this is really nice.
And I love that color. Like, I think that might be the lightest one. Because I do a little bit of a brighter color under my eye. And once I started doing that, it really helps me with looking brighter.
Yeah, this is like really, it's luminous. Like, it's like, I'm like moving my hand.
But it's not like mica
greasy
in it. I don't think it's just
looks healthy.
Because of the oil. So,
damn it.
Yeah, sorry, everybody. It's good. I like it. I like it. What can I say? Okay, because I brought up that oil, I'm going to find that oil. Now, this is a very coveted category. As you know, beauty oils are all the rage, and they have been for a few years now. And it's hard to find, for me, an oil that my face actually drinks.
Right.
That won't break me out, that you get results from, and that has good ingredients. Because sometimes you read oil, and you turn it over, and it says the first ingredient's water. It can be a lot of fillers. It can be a lot of stuff. And this founder came on Natch Butte, the Lolly Elixir Plum, the Plum Elixir. I want you to smell this. I know you're a sensitive honey.
Yeah. Also, oh my God, such a gorgeous bottle.
Well, that's like the little one. Just take a whiff. I know you don't like scents, but this doesn't have scent added.
Oh my God.
It doesn't have scent added.
No, but it's just like, it's present without being present.
This is made from the seed of discarded fancy French plums, because this company is fully sustainable. And even down to the packaging, all the packaging is biodegradable. The boxes it comes in are like certified recycled, which that's a whole other thing. It's just a great company. And this product is food grade oil. You could put this on your salad.
Dang.
I wouldn't do it because this shit ain't cheap.
No,
but
really
you
are.
Could... Oh, she also told me, kind of off the air, that you could use this as lube because it's food grade. So if you want to waste your face oil, or not waste, but if you want to, you know, get down with it, you can. You want to drizzle a little bit of this on your husband's dick, go to town, or your wife's clit, or whoever.
Yeah.
Go to town, babe.
It's 2019, guys.
It's 2019, you know? Lube up, have fun, enjoy yourself. But this plum elixir, I put, like I said, the tiniest little dot in my CoverFX concealer, I put in my foundation. At night, I put it on my damn face. It's great for your lips. It's great for beards and hair. You can do your hair. You can mix it with a mask. You can do a spritz of a hydrosol and then put it on your face if you want to thin it out a little bit, like we're talking about. It smells delicious without anything being added to it. The only ingredients are oils. And they're very high quality oils, sustainably sourced. Everyone's paid ethically. And I will say, I think code Natch still works to get a 15% off. But I will say this. Something's coming.
Oh.
Something's coming. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Okay. Love that oil.
Oh, quick question about
yes,
that oil.
Yes, yes.
Now, with that particular oil, do you do it straight on? Like, with like, do you do it over a lotion, or you just do the oil?
I've been mixing it.
I like mixing too.
Yeah, I do. I mix it with a cream, but again, I just started my retinoid. So I'm doing a very strict routine as my face adjusts to my retinoid. So yeah, at night I will do a gentle cleanse, and then I will do just the lolly oil mixed with the cream, which I will mention when I get to my cream, okay? But some nights I might just do oil. When I was in Vegas and I was really dry, I was like putting it all over my hands and like pressing it, palms and lips. I do lips and I rub it in my brows because I think it's like stimulates growth on those brows. I mean, I just love this product.
I just get so curious with people's like, you go on the internet, you know, it's like everyone says a million different ways to do oils. And then especially it's like, since most oils don't really go anywhere where it's like, it seems like almost all of them have to just sit on the top and like keep the moisture in.
Yeah, you're supposed to do cream then oil. Which feels so counterproductive to me, because I would think oil and then cream and seal it in, but it's the opposite, like you just said. You seal your cream in with oil.
Yeah. So much pressure on your cream, and like most people don't have good creams.
I'm telling you, creams are hard to find.
They are.
And I'm real snobby with creams. Okay, what else is in here? Let's do one more product, then we're going to do a breaky. Let's talk deode, because you know what? Are you a natural deodorant user?
I've been trying to get into
it. It's
I want to. Is there a gentle skin version of the Schmidt's charcoal?
Oh.
Because that's the scent that is okay with
mono. Oh, because you need unscented.
I do.
Yeah. See, you know what is so. Because I'm over here blasting scents, and I'm sitting with a little baby who can't be doing all this.
I know, but you're doing the good work for the 90% of everyone else who has normal flesh.
But you know what? I try to be inclusive on Natchbute.
And you are. It's like, you know, the sensitive people know what to look out for.
So Schmidt's has a fragrance-free sensitive skin.
Okay.
So if you want to go nothing.
Yeah.
Let's see what else.
It's like I've been looking at stuff. I've been looking at like the aluminum-free ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's so tricky, you know.
It is. It's a journey. So I'll recommend some other ones for you as well.
Okay.
But they're all going to have a scent to them. I never think about the people who can't have scents. Shout out to all my sensitive honeys out there. Deanna's repping you today. Okay, so no secret here. I love a natural deode. It took me years to get on the train. I'm on the train. I'm not getting off the train. I get this question more than anything about deodorants. Jamie Schmidt, founder of Schmidt's Naturals, was on Natchbute. And this company, listen, they make good products, you know? They make good products. I use the sensitive skin one only because it just works better for me. I'm not really sensitive, but it is baking soda free. And here's the one I like the most. Sensitive skin, Schmidt's Naturals. I use jasmine green tea. I use coconut pineapple. And I'm currently using the special edition Lily of the Valley one. Which part of the money goes to the Jane Goodall Foundation, but...
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's still on the website. I'm there right now. It's a very springy kind of florally scent. But Schmidt's doesn't work for everybody. Some people have sensitivities. It discolors my clothes, all these things, which when Jamie Schmidt was on, she addressed them. But you know what? It's a journey. Everybody knows that, and Schmidt's knows that better than everybody. They have a great return policy. But I'm giving some other recs because Schmidt's isn't for everybody. So honorable mentions go to...
Oh, other bag comes
my
up.
My other fave is the Source Fatal Dozine Fresh Natural Deodorant. This is a spray.
Ooh. Oh.
I just threw it across the room. It's a spray. So that's exciting. If you live in a home with other people, you can share because there's no contamination in the armpits. There's three different scents, and they're all essential oil-based. So again, if you can't have that, then sorry, you're out. I feel horrible leaving you out.
Oh, no.
I hate it.
Maybe that'd be... I don't even know. I don't know how sensitive my pits are, really.
Yeah. It's hard. And the only way to find out is to make yourself a lab rat, you know, and spray it on. But I love the Source Vital, and a lot of the honeys do as well. It's a spray deodorant. They have several different scents. It's natural. And Source Vital Apothecary is a Houston-based skincare brand, and they're all algae and essential oil-based. And I love a lot of their products. There's a ton in this bag. So that's a great deodorant. The other one I will recommend. Now, I was on the Indie Beauty Expo panel for, like, best products of the year, and my category to judge was best deodorant. They have not released the winners yet, so I cannot tell y'all who I voted for. But I will tell you one of the top ones that I really liked, and I've already brought it up on Ashby before, but it's the Ethique. This company is all packageless or plasticless. So this is just a bar of deodorant in a little cardboard box.
Shut up.
So there's no plastic. They have shampoo, conditioner, creams, deodorants, scrubs, all this stuff with no plastic.
That's amazing.
So it, you know, very eco-friendly. It is a woman-owned brand based in Australia. And I love this deodorant.
Oh, can I look at
it? Yeah. It's essentially just a stick of deodorant without a stick on it. It's just like a little, it looks like a little bar of soap.
Ooh, that smells nice.
Yeah, that one's like vanilla. What does it say? Lavender vanilla?
Lavender vanilla.
And it's light. It's a very light scent. Schmidt's, the reason people love Schmidt's is because of the scents.
Oh, that makes sense, because you're trying to mask.
Yeah, and their scents are exciting and fun and very strong smelling. Like, but yeah. I love that. I love, like, me throughout the day, I'll like turn and I'll catch a whiff of myself. And I'm like, ooh, I love a good pineapple coconut moment. Or I love my Jane Goodall Lily of the Valley. Like, it's just, is natural, and the smell kind of reminds me of like a secret deodorant, like a very kind of powdery, fresh scent. I'm telling you, I said this story on Ashby before, but I did a class and I was sweating my balls off, and I don't sweat a lot normally, and I still smelled fresh after this class. I think this is a quality product, and I also really love this company. If you're looking to kind of downsize your packaging this year and you want to kind of make an impact in that regard with your choices, check out Ethique. It's Ethique. Woman-owned. They do sell on Amazon, and they are in Australia, so if you're an Australian, honey, even more exciting.
Awesome.
And they make great shampoo and conditioner bars. They make one for sensitive scalp that's a kiwi-based.
Ooh.
And because I have an itchy ass scalp.
I do too.
And it definitely helped with that.
Is it because of all the dry shampoo we live in?
I mean. You know that. And I think coloring my hair too. But now that I don't color my hair that much, I don't have that much. My scalp issues have gotten a lot better. But check out Ethique. I'm a big fan. And on that note, let's take a breaky break. And when we get back, I'll finish my shit.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're back. While we're talking about hair, we got to talk about Overtone.
I mean,
get in the tone zone, everybody. Get in the tone zone. Basically, if you're a honey that colors your hair, especially if you're a honey that colors your hair like vibrant colors, we all know you go and get your pink hair and then you're looking cute. And then 3 days later, you're like, where the fuck did my color go? Because it's so hard to keep that really bright color. With our water, especially in LA, our water quality is so crappy.
Like, so hard and nasty.
Yeah, super hard water. So I had a guest tell me about Overtone, and I was very skeptical because I've been coloring my hair for 21 years. I mean, a long time. And when you're a redhead, a bottled redhead, you know the struggle is real. Red, you've been there. Red falls out of your hair.
Oh, your hair is a different color red.
Every week. Yeah.
Dare I say, almost every day.
Almost every day.
Yeah.
So I got it, and I love it. So Overtone, they make so many colors. They make silver. They make gray. They make pink, but they don't make just pink. They make like 7 different shades of pink. So like, do you want to be extreme pink? Do you want to be radiant pink? Do you want to be pale pink? Whatever. They make, this is the deep treatment. They also make a daily conditioner, but the deep treatment is where it is at. Basically, this is hair dye, but in a jar. And it will stain your hands, and it will stain your sink, so be careful. But here's what I do, because I don't use gloves because I'm hardcore. I scoop it and I just put it on really quick and then I wash my hands really quick. If you want to use gloves, cool. If you want to put it in a bowl and get a little brush and paint it on, even better. I'm proud of you for being such an adult and handling your life.
I know, but I feel like I could never do that when I was dyeing my hair regularly because right. It's like then it like processes at different times because I'm not coordinated.
Yeah, I hear that. I don't think you'll have to worry about that with this because It's not really hair dye. I said it's hair dye, but it's not.
Oh, yeah.
This will redeposit pigment back into your hair through a conditioner. So, and it's vegan, and they have a ton of colors, like I said. It does kind of have a scent. Like, again, now I'm... It kind of has a scent, so I'm worried for you. It tastes kind of minty to me.
Oh, that's not bad
But
at
it's
all.
Light.
Yeah.
I love this, and they aren't cheap, but when you invest in a lot of your color... This is worth every fucking cent. If you haven't tried Overtone yet, they do sell little sample bottles on their site. I do not work for them. They've never paid me a damn dime. Although I wouldn't mind a sponsorship, honestly.
That would be a good one.
You can buy little sample bottles and try the colors. I bought a little pink one for fun, and I did this pink for Christmas, and that's why my hair has that kind of pink to it right now. So, you know what? Try it. Honestly, get the sample and see what you think. I think they do sell in Urban Outfitters.
Oh, nice.
So if you're at Urban, you can check it out. But if not, they have online. And they're really helpful if you email them and say, this is what I look like. What color do you recommend? They actually told me to get Vibrant Orange, which I really like. So Overtone has helped me tremendously. I color my hair way less. And I think that's why I've gotten a lot of growth this year. So Overtone, I see you. Thank you for the help.
I know a lot of honeys have responded to you on that. Has anyone responded saying that whether they've tried just toning with undyed hair, like au naturel, and seeing if it like picked up any pigment?
Oh, like just doing a toner.
Yeah, because like doing toning treatments like at the salon is still like $30 to $50.
Yeah.
So,
you know,
I mean,
I don't think they have, and I would love to know that. I also really want to do a gloss on myself.
I know.
But I'm scared because now I used to only do my own hair color, and at some point I said, I'm going to give my bathroom a break because it looks like a murder has gone down. The red is everywhere because I've been coloring my hair for so long. And you can be as careful as you want, but you will drop a piece and then forget about it. And then that shit is deep in your ground for the rest of your life.
I know.
I feel so bad for whoever moves into my apartment after me. Not really, because I'm going to die there because I'll never buy a house. No, no more negative self-talk.
No,
I'm going to buy
2019.
A house.
You are.
I'm going to buy a house. Are y'all a homeowner?
We are.
Yeah,
we looked at it. It was back when, like...
Yes, I'm proud of you.
It was before
fantastic.
I went back to acting. That makes sense. Back when I had money.
When you got that steady job.
When I had an income.
But that's wonderful. What a great investment. That was a great decision.
I mean, it was one of those things where it's like, because we had enough saved up, it's like we pretty much just bought into having rent control.
Yes.
Like, our mortgage is less than rent in our neighborhood by, like, copious amounts of money.
You know what? I'm proud of you, and I hope to get there myself. So
I believe in it.
I'm scratching that. I'm buying a house! 2019 is my year, honey! Fertile conditions! I welcome the money. I welcome the abundance. I welcome cruelty-free. Okay, what's next? I've talked about Use Me on Nashby a lot. It's scented.
I know. I saw that. I almost bought it when you brought it up.
But it's scented.
I know.
And I love the scent, but I've seen some honeys say that it disagreed with them. So this is a hair mist. It's a daily vitamin. There's biotin in it, but it also protects from heat styling. It refreshes your style. It does all kinds of things. And I've really enjoyed it. I think that's why my hair has like that little wave to it after a few days, because this stuff just really kind of resets my hair. And I've really enjoyed it. I like their shampoo and conditioner as well. But it's got a scent, honey. And this, I've read a lot about like scents and shampoos and stuff. And it's a really interesting situation. What shampoo do you like if you like unscented things? Or you have to use them?
I mean, like, it's pretty unavoidable. The best one I've found so far is, it's Avalon Botanics.
Mm-hmm.
It's their biotin B-complex one. That one's the best one so far. But sometimes I get a little too parched from it.
Yeah.
But it's the nicest to my scalp. The best conditioner for thin hair that I've found so far is... the Giovanni Too Chic, the Tangerine Volume One.
Oh.
The other ones can suck all the dicks.
Yeah.
They're horrible.
Yeah.
Sorry, Giovanni. Also, they have all the other formulas in every single store, but they don't. It's the orange bottle.
How interesting.
I can't find it on Amazon, just like my face wash. I have to go to Lucky If there's anything that's natural that you can't find anywhere, go to LuckyVitamin.com. They have, like, I think they just have all the dead stock of everything.
I haven't even heard of that.
I thought
you were doing a bit and you, like, made up a fake website. So LuckyVitamin.com.
LuckyVitamin.com.
It does sound fake.
Because it's like when you get that desperate trying to find stuff that you know works at least adequately, you go to page 12 on Google
and you find it,
you know?
Have you, no Vitacost, huh?
I haven't tried Vitacost because as soon as I found Lucky Vitamin,
I got it.
And they have my vitamins there too. So, I mean.
Well, shout out to Lucky Vitamin.
I guess.
Damn.
Hey, send me some free stuff.
I mean, right? Jeez. Okay, what else do we have in here? Let's see. I'm digging. Okay, I'm excited to tell you about this. I'm curious about this and whether this will be good for you or not. Okay. This has been brought up on Ashweep, but not by me. When I had Sufi Uliano on here, who's the delightful little British woman, she recommended this. And then I met the woman who started this company at Sophie's event in LA. This is a foundation product. Gressa Skin Minimalist Corrective Serum Foundation. This is essentially a serum, but with organic micro-mineral pigment.
Ooh.
So it's a serum that becomes a foundation. So...
Okay. I'm curious because it's like the IT Cosmetics was kind of that too.
Oh, right. This, I would, you know, the ingredients aren't on here, but we can look them up on the website. And it doesn't have a scent, so.
It's already one plus.
I want you to smell it. To me, it just smells like, you'll see, like product. Yeah. It just smells like. So I know there's like broccoli seed oil is one of their main things they talk about that's in this. But it's essentially, it's skincare. But with mineral micro organic pigment to make it have color so it can be, it's a foundation.
Yeah. I'm taking some of the leak off the cuff to try.
And I really love it. If you see me on Instagram at an audition or something, some of my Instagram stories where I don't give any context, but I'm wearing like pretty natural makeup, I'm probably wearing this. Ooh, it's $62. So this is pretty steep.
I mean, how much do you need? Like, how many drops?
I'm talking barely any. Barely any. This is really a good product for natural honeys. Honeys that aren't really that into makeup, but like want to up the game a little bit. Because this is really just skincare. It's a really nice serum. That's why it's $62.
Oh, no.
Do you want to put some on your hand?
Try a little, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's kind of also where it's like... What I loved also about the La Roche-Posay, the thing I can't pronounce well.
Right, but I will say this doesn't have sunscreen in it, which part of me is like, damn, they should put sunscreen in it. That would be legit.
But also, it's like it's kind of nice to be able to control your own sunscreen, you
right? Because you could do the sunscreen then this, you know?
Ooh.
I really, really like it. It's a soft kind of... a soft, powdery finish.
Yeah, and it's like, it's not, like, I could still see my veins.
Right.
I can, like, you know, you still
you
look like you.
You could build it up if you want, though.
Oh, I believe that.
You could go pretty hard with it. But I really like that product. I'm happy to see. I'm on the website now. The shade range is pretty good, you know? So I'm happy about that.
And to your listeners, I have, like, very dry, ashen hands right now that absorb. And it just, like, you can't see any flakes or anything from that.
Cute. Yeah. Okay, let's see.
Sorry, make the best reaching noises.
Okay, I'm going to shout out these two things real quick, and then I'm going to get to some of the fails. The lip bar. If y'all haven't checked out Lip Bar yet, y'all got to go. Lip Bar is at Target. You can also go on their website, and it's a BOMB, Black on Makeup brand. The founder is awesome. Her website is so cool. I think right now... Oh, wait, I don't know when this will come out now. She was having a... really great sale because they changed their packaging, so they're selling all the old packaging for like half price.
Whoa.
But these are pretty affordable. You can get them at Target. It's my favorite liquid lip, and the shade is As If, and it's this beautiful kind of rosy, dusty pink. Y'all know that's my jam, but I love this product. If you're trying to find a new, exciting liquid lip, go check out Lip Bar. You're supporting a black-owned company, an awesome woman entrepreneur, and you can get them at Target. It's pretty much just a win-win-win, and I love the colors. And on her Instagram, she has, like, videos of her explaining the names of all the colors, and she's just a cool woman. She's a mother. I met her at South by Southwest. She's so sick. I love this brand, the Lip Bar. Check it out. My other signature lip of 2018 was Glossier, and this is for my lighter days, and it's Cake. And this is, like, the Generation G or whatever. This color is just my lip, but better. And I throw this on for auditions. I love this.
I've been so curious about that, but I've been afraid of splurging.
You know, Glossier is what it is. But there are Glossier lovers.
Oh, I've noticed.
And I recently got a few things to try, and I love this. I just love the feel of it. I love the color. I do love their cute little packaging. And the Cake color is just one of my favorite lips of the year.
Nice.
So I had to shout it out.
Love it.
Cake, 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 cake. It's my birthday. Cake, cake, cake. Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Oh, yeah. Now let's do some of my fails. Does this look familiar to you?
Yes, because everyone on the internet was using it.
Why did I buy this? This was the stupidest waste of my money I've had in years. Farsali Rose Gold Elixir. This was 100% an Instagram got me moment. It's full, Deanna. I used it one time. This is garbage. The first ingredient is water. You're paying for the packaging and the brand and the Instagram and the influencer. I'm done. Fuck you, Farsali. You are garbage. You are trendy. I will never in my life buy another shitty thing that some gorgeous influencer was paid to tell me to buy. It's garbage. I am angry at myself. Screw this. Fucking enough! Fucking enough! With this trendy garbage! I could have bought two Lolly Beauties for this shit! It's full. I saw this in my makeup and got angry, so I had to bring it. I'm done buying trendy garbage. I'm done. Fuck you. Another big moment of 2018 was the magnetic lashes.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck magnetic eyelashes. What a dumb idea. Now, listen, I talked about them. I said they were garbage. There were some honeys in my Facebook group who, like, made them work and really like them. But then there was a good amount of people who agreed with me that they're garbage. Fuck magnetic eyelashes. This company is so expensive. 1-2 lash. These are garbage. Now, if you really want to try them, Ardell makes them for like $20. These are like $60.
Oh.
I can't get them to work. I can't do it. If you're a goddamn Houdini and you got them to work for you, I'm proud of you, honestly. But fuck magnetic eyelashes. That trend is out. It did not make it for me. Boo! Boo! I'm done with you. You are done. 2019, we're using lash glue like grown-ups. So that obviously upset me.
Clearly.
The other one, this one I'm not as impassioned about. Too Faced Better Than Sex Mascara comes up on Attribute all the time.
You know, I see it all over the internet too.
And I was at Ulta the other day and a woman asked the employee, hey, what's the best mascara in this whole store? And I heard her tell her Better Than Sex Mascara. And a lot of people love it. I got one. I got the waterproof one because, as we've addressed, I feel like my mascara ends up halfway down my face by the end of the day. I got one and I was not pleased with it. It did not give me any extra volume. It was clumpy. It took forever to dry and it ended up all over my fucking face, even though it was waterproof. So I'm putting it on my boo list of 2018. I know a lot of honeys like it. A lot of honeys like the brand Too Faced. Too Faced sent me a package of stuff. Thank you for sending me it. But I did not like the mascara. I'm going to keep it real 100 with the honeys like I always do. I keep it real. I don't lie. You want to send me free shit? Some of it might be garbage. And I'm telling you right now, Too Faced, I ain't Too Faced. I'm One Face Johnson. And that mascara did not work for me. Thank you for sending it, but I don't like it.
See, I ended up still being just as impassioned, I feel.
And they still got a free ad. No press is bad press, okay? Ask Glossier. I washed my asshole out with their milky jelly cleanser. Half of the honeys bought the cleanser out of curiosity. So, Too Faced, maybe I'll stick your mascara up my twat.
Why not?
I'm definitely not going to.
Okay. I mean, it's for the best. I don't think it's food
I
grade.
I would not
so,
I do
mean.
That. I would never, ever, ever do that, okay? But I'm just saying, I'm sorry, Too Faced. I did not like that. No, sir, I don't like it. And you know what? Those are my faves of the year. Oh, wait, one last thing. Hold on. Some of them I don't physically have, so I'm going to run through them. The list I have right here. Where is it? Okay, there's three. The Michelle Perfect Sea Cleansing Oil. I got into oil cleansing this year, and I think it was mainly when Erin Gibson was on in March. I'm sorry, in February when I did All Couples February and her and Brian Safi were here. She just uses like olive oil from Amazon as an oil cleanse. You don't have to get fancy with it. My favorite one I used was the Michelle Perfect Sea Cleansing Oil. Michelle, Whole Foods brand. It does have a scent, but not like a perfumey scent. To me, it smells like nut oil because there's a tamanu oil is one of the main ingredients. I love it. It was great. It worked great. It foams up a little bit, which I liked. I really enjoyed it. Love it. Would repurchase. Next is the Osea Advanced Protection Cream. This is my cream of choice. It is $98 a jar, worth every cent. It's the only cream you'll buy for a whole year because you need a flick of it. I'm talking like get your little baby, you know, top of your finger and flick it like that. It will rub all over your whole face and neck. It is that like emollient. Great high quality ingredients. As you know, Osea, woman-owned brand. The founder was on Nash Butte. I do not work for them. They do not have ads with me, but they're an amazing brand, an amazing company. And I love that cream so much. I want a whole bathtub of it, and I want to jump in it every morning and come out completely covered in the cream. And that's how I want to live my best life in 2019. Osea, I see you. The last thing is, I am a menstrual cup user. I've been a menstrual cup user for 7 years. I was ahead of the trend, and I'm fine with that. I was using a Diva cup for many years, but it says on the package, like, after 5 years, you might want to get a new one, and I just kept using it, and eventually, like, it started wearing out a little bit. Not like, I don't know if it was like my pussy started changing, because I am getting older and gravity hits and whatever. Maybe my pussy changed, but all I know is the Diva cup slowly started, like, not staying in as much.
Oh.
And, you know, they have, like, two sizes, and it's like, have you had a child? Are you over 30? Maybe get the bigger size. So, I don't know, maybe my pussy got bigger, or it's changing, and, you know, no, it's a beautiful thing to age, and, you know, if my pussy wants to expand or, you know, change shapes, I love my body, and I support these decisions. But my Diva cup stopped working, so I got this new one, and I wanted to shout out. It's called Organa Cup. Organa Cup. It's just a really good high-quality cup, okay? So if you're interested in going down the cup road, check it out. They're $26. Organa Cup holds up to 3 tampons worth, can be worn up to 12 hours. No dryness, no infections. Organa Cup is made from 100% soft, medical-grade silicone. Organa Cup lasts years, no constant waste, and no monthly purchases. Save money, spare our planet. I just really like the company. I like the women that own it. They had an amazing vibe, and I've been using it for a few months now, and I really, really like it. It stays in place. It holds your menstruation blood. It's easy to clean. Pops in and out of there like it's doing its damn job. And I'm really pleased with it. So if you've been wondering about the cup world, maybe check Organa Cup out. You're supporting a woman-owned indie brand, and you're popping that pussy right.
Ooh. Sold.
So, with that being said, we got to get the fuck out.
Yeah, we do.
So, Deanna, why don't you tell us, once again, where we can find you, anything you want to promote?
Oh, again?
Yeah, again. This is a new episode,
baby!
It is
a new episode, new day. same day. If you haven't already, please check out Mystery Science Theater 3000, The Gauntlet on Netflix. Otherwise, you could find all my weird,
great art
2019, positive.
Yes.
All my intentionally creative art on Instagram. At some point, I might be selling shirts again. I don't know.
And now they can talk to you about skincare, now that you've outed yourself as a skincare lover.
Yeah.
So that'll be exciting.
Anyone who's sensitive or wants to talk vegan food, I don't respond to a lot of comments, but as soon as anyone starts talking about that stuff, I seem to respond.
Yeah! Make some friends, baby!
Why not? 2019.
It's
your
2019.
Friendship?
Make friends!
I'm into it.
And I just want to say, something for sure leaked in my bag.
Oh, no.
But that's okay. It's beautiful. I welcome it, okay?
2019
is here. Thank you to the honeys. Thank you for DMing me all of your favorite skincare of the year. And let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Because somebody's waiting to take this boot. Keep tuning into Natch Butte. Remember, ad-free episodes are now on Stitcher Premium. If you go to stitcherpremium.com/starburns, you can get a free month, and you can check out what's going on in Natch Butte. We have lots of fun guests and exciting things coming up for 2019, so thank you for listening, as always. And cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.
It's a good show!